With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's no surprise to me that you are shocked and upset because I am, after all, the attack dog of the right, the bombastic loud mouth of the South. Here we go, getting underway with hour number two here on the Monday, Can't Trust That Day edition. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here is how you join me and be a part of the conversation. Just pick up the phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number. It's a toll-free call from anywheres, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. And my email address is bob@1063word.com. In on the text line, Bobby, I'm sure Mark Halperin will be hired by BSNBC by next week. Yeah, and they'll probably pick up Kevin Spacey, too. By the way, breaking news this afternoon, they have just started filming the what we now learn be the final season as the House of Cards collapses around Kevin Spacey in the wake of his revelation, the accusation against him that a number of years ago he behaved inappropriately with a young man, Kevin Spacey, now coming out as gay. In on the text line, 71307. Yeah, that's right. Let's defend them. Actually, Bobby Mack, NFL players are arrested less often than the general population. It's been proven in studies. Hashtag fake news. Bring out all the studies you want. 855 arrests is still 855 arrests. Bobby Mueller is going to try to get Trump to have a Colonel Jessup moment on Twitter by Trump tweeting, "You're damn right I ordered the code red." Bobby, while Lois Lerner, John Hoskinen, Samantha Powers, Hillary, Susan Rice, and Clapper lying to Congress have all gotten a pass, Mueller has taken a dark turn in to selective justice. Bobby, the real question is how those stats compare to the general public. Otherwise, those numbers don't tell us much. They tell us that there have been 855 arrests. Bobby, what are NFL players protesting? Better prison food? Bobby, the arrest figures for the Broncos will go down considerably in the future since the doobie is now legal in Denver. Could be. Bob, did quarterback Deshaun Watson kneel or stand at Houston? I do not know. I did not see comprehensive pictorial coverage. The pictures that I did see, he was not visible in. Bobby, did you know that Clayton Kershaw, Dodgers pitcher, is the highest-paid MLB player, and his childhood buddy, Matt Stafford, is the highest-paid player in the NFL. I did hear that a while back. In fact, Stafford used Kershaw as an audible in a game a few years ago, the same way that, you know, Peyton Manning used to do Omaha. Bobby, heads up to all Greenville County property taxpayers. At least 900 tax bills are incorrect. New bills in the mail next week. Found this out when questioned why mine had increased over $1,200. Bob, about the death of Trooper Redmond, maybe it was an underage driver in the truck. They're letting babies drive cars after all. I'm 24 and it scares me to death when I look over at the red light and I see a 10th grader driving and yakking to her two friends with Britney Spears blasting on the radio. And this also went on the text line. Keep my name out your mouth. Henry. Gotcha. Appreciate the text. Bob, can you explain to me how cutting 401ks is supposed to make the rich richer? No, but whoever the progressive was that texted that, I'm sure would be happy to explain it to you. Bob, how many NFL teams would like a quarterback that has 19 touchdown throws this season? Deshaun Watson is for real, and haters gonna hate. I hear you beeping, Bob. You're multitasking again. No, it wasn't me beeping. I don't know where that came from. When was that? Oh, sorry, 26 minutes ago. Sorry, just catching up. That does catch me up with the text line. The president is hot, as you might understand. President Trump responding to reports that Robert Mueller was going to indict Manafort and one of the guys that worked for him in his investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election by pointing the finger at Democrats, as you might imagine, and correct to do so. Trump said the investigation into whether his campaign colluded with the Kremlin is phony, bad for our country, a witch hunt, and evil politics. The president tweeting, never seen such Republican anger and unity as I have concerning the lack of investigation on Clinton. Paying for the fake dossier, now said to be $12 million, on the uranium to Russia deal, the 33,000-plus deleted emails, the Comey fix, and so much more. Instead, they look at phony Trump-Russia collusion, which doesn't exist. The Dems are using this terrible, bad for our country, witch hunt for evil politics. The Republicans fighting back like never before. There's so much guilt by Democrats / Clinton, and now the facts are pouring out, and then in all caps, exclamation point, do something! The $12 million figure refers to the amount of money Clinton's campaign paid to Perkins and Coyle, a law firm that then paid Fusion GPS to do opposition research on candidate Trump. Fusion GPS then paid former British spy Christopher Steele, who authored the dossier on Trump that was released shortly before the inauguration. It's not clear if all of the $12 million from the Clinton campaign paid to the law firm went toward funding the dossier, but figure it out for yourself. Now, there's another interesting story that I came across that you're never going to hear about in the lamestream media. This is from the Daily Caller. And I'm not going to have time to get all the way through this, and you need to know all of this because it explains a lot. Late on Friday, there were reports, first on CNN, and there was one on the New York Times over the weekend about the forthcoming Manafort indictment by Robert Mueller, the special counsel. Now, the special counsel went to the grand jury, and the grand jury issued the indictment. Grand jury indictments are supposed to be secret. Congressman Gowdy has already spoken out about this. We've heard so much about leaks, and apparently Mueller's office, with 16 attorneys on staff who all contributed to work for Hillary's campaign, is leaking like a sieve. Otherwise, how did CNN get this story? Well, curious you should ask that, because Chuck Ross and Peter Hassan, writing at the Daily Caller, CNN's undisclosed ties to Fusion GPS. What? A news network that claims to be a credible news source actually has very close ties to Fusion GPS, the people that paid this British spy to create this document, this dossier out of whole cloth? Yeah, they did. There is a very close personal connection, because the people that run Fusion GPS used to be at the Wall Street Journal. Coincidentally, so did the former Wall Street Journal reporter who's now at CNN. This is a very interesting story, and I'll share it with you when we come right back on the other side. Oh, Moneypenny tells me the players that remain standing for Houston, linebacker Brian Peters, punter Shane Lechler, long snapper John Weeks, fullback Jay Prosh, tackle Brino Giacomini, center Rick Martin, center Greg Mancic, tight end Ryan Griffin, quarterback Tom Savage, guard Xavier Soafilo, who is of Samoan descent. So that means Deshaun Watson did take a knee yesterday in Houston. Be right back here on the Bobby Mack Show, and I'll bring you up to speed on the very close connection. This is really stunning. I'm sure you'll be shocked to hear this. Between CNN and their undisclosed ties to this Fusion GPS group. Be right back. Well, you want to talk about fake news, or at the very least, you want to talk about what the media doesn't tell you about their relationships with some of the people they're covering. I mentioned this from the Daily Caller. This came out the end of last week. Chuck Ross and Peter Hassan writing, CNN's reporting on the Trump-Russia dossier has left out at least one crucial fact. The close ties between the network and the opposition research firm at the center of the dossier controversy. CNN's reporting on the dossier, led by Justice reporter Evan Perez, has been favorable to the firm, Fusion GPS, and hyped the dossier's credibility. Left out of Perez's reporting, which has relied largely on unnamed sources, is his personal closeness to Fusion GPS operatives. Fusion has repeatedly been described in Senate testimonies as a smear-for-hire operation that manufactures misleading or false media narratives for its clients. Glenn Simpson, the Fusion co-founder most often associated with the dossier, is used to working with stories on Perez. As reporters at the Wall Street Journal learned, Perez and Simpson regularly co-authored stories on national security. Another Fusion founder, Tom Caton, worked as a reporter for the Journal at the same time as Perez and Simpson. The third Fusion co-founder, Peter Fritsch, worked above Perez and Simpson as the senior national security editor. Simpson and Fritsch left the Wall Street Journal in 2011 to launch Fusion GPS. Perez jumped from the paper to CNN in 2013. Another longtime Journal reporter, Neil King, left the paper to join Fusion in December 2016. Photos posted to Facebook underscore the personal closeness between Perez, the CNN reporter, and the Fusion GPS operatives. One photo posted by Perez shows King, who left the Journal for Fusion in December last year, and another man posing for a picture at the Bullpen, an outdoor bar right outside the Washington National Stadium. Another photo from September 2015 shows Perez, King, and Fusion co-founder Peter Fritsch. In 2011, the same year that Fritsch co-founded Fusion, Perez posted two photos on Facebook from an apparent fishing trip he took with Fritsch. The photo shows a Wall Street Journal alum holding a fishing rod and standing ankle-deep in a lake. In one of the photos, Fritsch can be seen flipping the bird with his middle finger. At no point in Perez's reporting did he disclose his previous close ties to the Fusion GPS operatives. The Wall Street Journal's editorial board sounded the alarm about its former reporters in a remarkable editorial earlier this month accusing Beltway Media of being complicit in a cover-up with Fusion. Quote, Americans don't need a Justice Department cover-up abetted by Glenn Simpson's media buddies. Simpson's wife, Mary Jacoby, bragged about his role in the dossier in a lengthy June 2017 Facebook post reviewed by the Daily Caller. Jacoby claimed that, quote, some people still don't realize what Glenn's role was in exposing Putin's control of Donald Trump, referencing the dossier's thesis. The dossier claimed that Russians had evidence of damaging information on Trump that they would use to blackmail him, an explosive accusation for which there remains no public evidence. CNN's coverage of the dossier has been relatively soft. CNN anchor Jake Tapper, usually known for his aggressive coverage, gave Fusion a pass while reporting on the story Wednesday evening. Certainly, some of the more lurid charges in that dossier remain uncorroborated, but some of the details have been proven accurate, Tapper said. But the newsman failed to mention reporting he did back in January that called the dossier's credibility into question. On January 10, the day that BuzzFeed published the dossier, Tapper cited a government source who told him that a key claim in the dossier about Trump's lawyer, Michael Cohen, was false. The dossier alleged that Cohen traveled to Prague last August to meet with Kremlin operatives, but Tapper reported that government officials believe that a different Michael Cohen was the one who had actually traveled to the Czech Republic. Tapper has not acknowledged the inaccuracy of that reporting since that initial segment. CNN's reporting on the dossier has similarly muddied the waters with incorrect information on multiple other occasions. CNN did not respond to the Daily Caller's request for comment about Perez's ties to Fusion's partner. Fusion GPS, currently at the center of the Russian investigation, has a reputation for working misinformation info into the media for political clients. Thor Halvorsen, founder of the Human Rights Foundation, described Fusion GPS as, quote, highly paid smear experts, end quote, in written testimony to the Senate Judiciary Committee. He says that the firm went after him several years ago because he criticized a corrupt Venezuelan company, Derwick Associates, that counted Fusion as a client. Alec Boyd, a former associate of Halvorsen's, says he also was targeted in a similar smear campaign because he drew attention to Derwick's alleged financial misdeeds. He said he also faced false allegations of being a pedophile, sexual deviant, and drug addict. Quote, Fusion is basically a pin-for-hire shop whose owners are prepared to concoct completely spurious stories that are fed to media contacts developed over years of legitimate work in reputable outlets. Bill Browder, a renowned human rights activist and top Putin enemy, offered similar testimony before the committee. Browder described how Russian lawyer Natalia Veshnilitskaya, the same attorney that met with Donald Trump Jr. last year, used Fusion GPS to conduct a smear campaign against him. Veshnilitskaya, through Baker Hostetler, hired Glenn Simpson of the firm Fusion GPS to conduct a smear campaign against me and Sergei Magnitsky in advance of congressional hearings on the Global Magnitsky Act, Browder said in written testimony. He contacted a number of major newspapers and other publications to spread false information that Sergei Magnitsky was not murdered, was not a whistleblower, and was instead a criminal. They also spread false information that my presentations to lawmakers around the world were untrue. Browder's testimony drew bipartisan praise, with California Senator Dianne Feinstein, the ranking Democrat on the Senate Judiciary Committee, praising Browder's account as some of the best testimony I've ever heard. CNN has faced scrutiny in the past for its reporting on the Russian probe. Two prominent CNN reporters and an editor were forced to resign from the network after repeated mistakes in covering the Russia probe, including one report that CNN retracted entirely. So if we stop and consider that the whole basis of the Mueller investigation came from this Russian dossier that we now know to be totally false, and the story was spread by CNN, whose buddies were running Fusion GPS. Attorney General Sessions, isn't it about time that we have a special counsel to investigate this, and Hillary, and the Clinton Foundation, and Haiti, and the emails, and all the rest of this real violation of federal law, as opposed to the phony Trump dossier. 4:30 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Annie, ready to go in the news center. I'm right back on the other side. Arriba! Andele!
Bob McClain.
Cruising along with the low rider here on Monday and on the Bobby Mack Show. In on my text line this afternoon, welcome back, 22 before 5 o'clock. Bob, listening to what Matt Locke with a bad haircut, and as Trey Gowdy said on Fox News Sunday, he punted on Benghazi, supported little Marco from Michelle. Bob, happy Monday. It appears that the lack of any effort on Jeff Sessions' part to prosecute anybody makes him look like a swamp dweller. And thanks for everything you do. I never miss your show. Thank you. I appreciate that. Bob, I'm not sure what's worse, the Houston Texans taking a knee or those darn bushes spreading their thousand points of light and new world order, new world disorder at the Houston Astros game. Yeah, Bush won. George H.W. Bush was there in his wheelchair, and then he brought out W. to throw out the first pitch. W., of course, former owner of the Texas Rangers. I noticed they didn't have any attractive young women very near Bush 1's wheelchair based on the allegation that came out Friday from a young woman that she was an actress in the TV series Turn, Washington Spies, who claimed that Bush the Elder had become overly familiar with her hindquarters during a during a photo opportunity. Bob, this just in, pantsuit is more honest than Helen DeGenerate. It's true. I heard it from Fusion GPS. Well, it must be true then. Bobby, can we not do a class action lawsuit demanding investigation into the Clintons? I know of at least 30 million people who would pay a buck apiece. Gotcha. Bob, CNN's credibility is gone, but nothing will come of this. Yeah, probably. Bobby, CNN involved with the sleazeballs of Fusion GPS? Sarcastically. No, I'm completely in shock. Speechless. What remained of CNN's credibility is gone. Yeah, true enough. Bob, hiring current or former foreign agents like Steele for election purposes is highly unethical, if not illegal. Why is nobody looking into this? But actually, it's perfectly okay for political campaigns to use opposition research firms. Many do. However, the way in which this was handled by the Clintons and the DNC was through a cutout. They hired this law firm and paid the law firm to essentially wash the money so that Clinton and the DNC would not be directly tied to Fusion GPS. So they were essentially the cutout. Bobby, wouldn't you know it, Gaffney gets a president and he ends up being a pedophile. Makes you wonder in the scene where he was looking up at the Petroid, what was going through his mind. By the way, Kevin Spacey's character is from Gaffney. Yeah, Jeff from Gaffney. Yeah, supposedly a Democrat congressman from Gaffney. Okay. Bobby, heads up to all Liberty, South Carolina taxpayers. Okay, you folks in Liberty, there you go. There's an extra $120 charge for a county tax fee, even though Liberty is in the city limits. Hmm. Well, isn't it also part of the county, though? Even though it's in the city would be part of the county, I guess. I don't know. I'm just guessing. Bobby, I'm guessing that the Manafort-Gates indictments are efforts to have them make up whatever the Injustice Department wants to charge the president with. The charges will be reduced as the volume of lies goes up. Bobby, as you now know, the Reese's Cup is the 67 Corvette 427 of candy. Gotcha. Bob, Dan Abrams at Law News thinks Manafort's constitutional rights were violated during part of the pre-dawn raid and search of his house. Could well be. Wouldn't surprise me. Sarah Sanders at the White House today reacting to the federal indictment of former presidential campaign manager Paul Manafort by Robert Mueller. Sanders says the indictment of Manafort once again proves that President Trump has no connection to Russia, despite the numerous fake news reports.
Today's announcement has nothing to do with the president, has nothing to do with the president's campaign or campaign activity. The real collusion scandal, as we've said several times before, has everything to do with the Clinton campaign, Fusion GPS, and Russia. There's clear evidence of the Clinton campaign colluding with Russian intelligence to spread disinformation and smear the president to influence the election. We've been saying from day one there's been no evidence of Trump-Russia collusion, and nothing in the indictment today changes that at all.
So there you go. And I think that's an accurate statement. The FBI's focus on Manafort doesn't have anything to do with Russian collusion. It happened years before he ever worked as the campaign manager for Donald Trump. It is focused on several suspicious wire transfers he made, but they were 4 years before last November's election. Manafort allegedly made 13 wire transfers from 2011 to 2012 that drew the attention of federal law enforcement officials who were examining if he was helping the Ukrainian regime launder money that it plundered through corrupt dealings. Much of the money was filtered through the U.S. before landing in various areas around the world. Trump's former campaign manager, the subject of multiple law enforcement investigations into Russian influence. What's this have to do with the 2016 election? A spokesman for Manafort did not respond to reporters' questions about the investigation, although he and the other guy who worked for him have been charged, have now pleaded not guilty. American financial institutions are required by law to tell the Treasury Department about any transactions they deem suspicious. They began flagging Manafort's transactions. According to BuzzFeed, suspicious activity reports do not prove wrongdoing, but they are sufficient to begin probes. Manafort's suspicious financial transactions were flagged as far back as 2012. What's that have to do with the 2016 presidential election? Tony Podesta and the Podesta Group's involvement in Ukrainian politics is also complicating the situation. Mueller expanded the investigation to focus on Podesta and his Democrat-leaning lobbying firm with connections to Clinton, sources told NBC in an October 24th report. The sources said Mueller's investigation into Podesta, he's the brother of Clinton campaign manager John Podesta, began as a fact-finding mission about Manafort's role in the campaign, but quickly morphed into a criminal inquiry into whether the firm violated the Foreign Agents Registration Act. Again, what does this have to do with the 2016 presidential election? And I would say nothing. Absolutely nothing. 14 before 5 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Take a quick break here. We'll be right back on the other side. And don't forget, after the news at 5, I will be joined by Pamela Geller, who will be with me to talk about her new book, Fatwa, Hunted in America. She is kryptonite to Islamic terrorism because she tells it like it is. Pamela Geller with me right after 5. Be right back. Boy, that brings back memories. Yes, owner of a lonely heart. During the final couple of years that Russ Castle was with us, he used that for his opening music, his theme music. 8 before 5 o'clock here on the Bobby Mack Show. Bob, it looks like Robert Mueller is just engaging in the Stalinist-style tactic of, we have our man, now let's find a crime. Gotcha. Bob just did about an hour's worth of trout fishing up here on the river, caught 6. Wow. I caught 2 around 10 inches long and 4 of these great big brooder trout. 3 of them were about 15 inches long, one was about 18. Lots of fun on a nice, cool afternoon from Jim and Easley. Thank you, Jim. To the phones we go. That sounds like a great way to spend the day to me. And it's hard to make a double bogey when you're fishing. You know what I'm saying? John is along. He is in Boiling Springs. Hi, John, and welcome to the Bobby Mack Show.
Bobby McClain, I got one question to ask you, real simple.
Fire away.
You are a retired, recovering meteorologist.
I am, sir, and proud of it.
Now, the tornado that we had last Monday,
right,
about 169 hours ago.
Well, which one? Because we actually had 4.
Well, the one coming through Arcadia by Spartanburg Tech.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay. I heard on the radio, I'm driving, and it is a mess.
Yes.
And I heard on the radio that it was going to hit USC Upstate, which is where my wife works, about 3:20, which prompted me to look at my clock. And it said 3:15. And I was on New Cut Road. I crossed over Business 85. And, boss, I couldn't see nothing.
Yeah.
I stopped just in time for a big piece of roof sheet metal fly right past in front of my truck.
Wow. That'll call for new underwear.
And everything in the windshield, it was like I was in a sandstorm.
Yeah, right.
It was brown. Okay, it was brown sucking up.
Right, because it was dirt.
Okay.
Yeah, it was dirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the car that was in front of me, about 30 foot with the flashers on, disappeared.
Yeah. You were
disappeared. I couldn't see anything.
No, you can't. You were in, because you were right there on the edge, right there inside the edge. You were in what is sometimes referred to as a greenout, because it gets so dark inside the area where the tornadic activity is ongoing that the only part of the light spectrum that can get through is green. Did the sky appear green to you?
I didn't look up, boss. I was looking in front of me.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
That sounds,
I mean, normally
that
I'd
sounds,
look up for different reasons,
yes,
but that
yeah.
wasn't what I did.
Well, no, that sounds like a reasonable explanation to me, John, because that one, I believe that storm, folks from NOAA said, was an EF2. And the EF, by the way, stands for Estimated Fujita. They used to be just F, and now they've gone to an estimate because, of course, nobody was actually inside it to measure it. But Fujita, Professor Fujita, was at the University of Chicago. He's the one that came up with the scale of various levels of tornadic destruction. I would say you were pretty lucky, John.
Okay, well, here's my question for you.
Yes.
Where can I find, you know how they track a hurricane.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
It's going to be 2 o'clock here, 3 o'clock there, four
yeah.
o'clock there.
Right.
Where can I find a tracking of that tornado when it crossed New Cut at that time of the day?
Good question. You can contact the National Weather Service here in Greenville, and they will have that information because they store all that and retain it on file.
So, okay, because I got a feeling I was in the middle of it.
Yeah, you were certainly inside the big area of destruction. So yeah, contact the National Weather Service office; they will have that for you. Thank you, John. Appreciate it. When I come back after the news, Pamela Geller joins me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.